E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Yes, it is trifecta time. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered, whether they had the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Donovan Lewis joins us right now. Hi, Donnie.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
You are our seventh and chiefest of chief justices. We look forward to your insight in this matter. Where are we, Deej, presently in the trifecta?
Working on room 407, currently occupied by Jimmy Carter and Ricky Henderson.
Hey, Ricky.
Wow. Jimmy Carter, Ricky Henderson, and I would propose today, gentlemen, Bob Uecker. Mm. Passed away 6 days ago. The pride of Wisconsin, Mr. Baseball himself. The player, play-by-play man, stand-up comic,
actor,
and yes, probably best known for this.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down the clock!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great.
Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
Come on.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer and less.
Good seats, hey, buddy? He missed the tag!
As he's sitting in the last row of the stadium.
That commercial from 1981 or so, I think, is still quoted endlessly by all of our dads from that generation. My dad could not go to a sporting event without saying, I must be in the front row.
Of course.
And great seats, eh, buddy?
Yeah.
And
I feel like Bob Uecker, for our parents, our dads, he was like the Burt Reynolds of baseball. Like, just grown men at the time, grown 45-year-old men, wanted to be him.
Right. He was like a cooler version of Yogi Berra.
And what's
way
weird,
cooler.
And what, but you know what I'm saying, is like, yeah, like the clown prince of baseball.
Yeah, there's a lot to that. And also, in a weird way, light beer from Miller sort of made John Madden and Bob Uecker what they are. Like, these icons, without those beer commercials,
yeah,
they're still huge.
I would throw Bubba Smith in there, too.
Yeah.
Bradshaw.
But these beer commercials, you have to understand the zeitgeist of the time. There was a monoculture, and I know that sounds like a big word that doesn't make sense, but we were all watching the same thing is what that means, as opposed to today where we're all off on our own streaming services or interests or federal interests or podcast this, or everybody is so niche now. In the 80s, we all had like four channels, and seriously, like three things we watched, and these beer commercials,
they were everywhere.
They were everywhere and everything.
Like, popular commercials were like the TikTok of the 70s and 80s.
They really were. And it's so weird because at the time I never even considered beer in my life. But boy, you would not miss the new commercials. And of course,
sure seemed fun.
They were spamming every sporting event with all their might to make sure that every single break you saw a beer commercial. Well, he was more than that, but also less than that. His baseball career was 6 years. He hit exactly 200. There are a lot of stories from his baseball career that he would love to tell to sort of goof on himself, but my favorite one has been recited 1,000 times this week, which is his claim that he got it was $3,000 for him to sign. As a young man, the Braves wanted to sign him, and so the offer was $3,000. And the punchline is, but my dad didn't have that kind of money, so we had to say no, you know, because he thought we have to pay the Braves $3,000 to get him into Major League Baseball, or at least into the minor leagues.
Donnie, did you know how big he was on a national level, or what? Because I didn't even know that he was the Brewers announcer I just thought he was the beer/baseball funny guy.
That's exactly right. Had no clue about him playing baseball or even announcing baseball. The dude was on commercials, and he was fun. And then, you know, you'd see late night television, and he was on there all the time. So I definitely knew him from all that and didn't even care about baseball.
Dude, I had no idea he played. Same thing.
Really?
No idea. It was never really talked about, you know? He was just on TV and drinking beer. I knew he was affiliated with baseball because of his nickname, obviously. But again, from a national perspective, I just thought of him as like almost an actor.
And almost at the same time as Alex Karras being Webster's dad, he was Mr. Belvedere, or actually he was George on Mr. Belvedere. Mr. Belvedere was the butler or something like that. And that was another, gosh, they may have been the same network. They both were ABC shows, right?
I definitely did not watch either one of those shows.
You didn't watch Webster?
No.
What about Benson?
Yes.
Webster was must-see TV. I'm not even going to ask.
It was so bad. I would not go back and revisit an episode of Webster.
Really?
It had
to be. Did you know Alex Karras was a football player at the time?
I think I knew that. I believe so. But yeah, it was more about the acting, but not a ton about it. But I knew he played football.
Well, I would love to tell you more about Bob Uecker, the fact that he called a ton of World Series with Bob Costas on NBC, and then before that on ABC. Like, he was part of the national baseball broadcast because, like Charles Barkley, they knew he was box office and he could call games and you know, people might tune in just to hear what Bob Uecker was going to do if the game got slow. He was great at that. He was in the Hall of Fame for his broadcasting, of course. He's done, you know, over the years, like I said, he got to baseball broadcasting after stand-up and just all these things. I'd love to tell you all this. He's in the Hall of Fame and blah, blah, blah. I'd rather just play you a couple minutes of the time Bob and Dan got to talk to Bob Uecker. Now, I want to say this was like 2 months after we met each other. And we're doing a show together.
You and Dan.
Me and Dan.
So what year? 98, 99?
This is 99. This is the fall of 99. And we found out Bob Uecker was on, but you can tell I am so caffeinated and so nervous. And I would say I'm nervous talking to Bob Uecker, but honestly, I'm nervous being on the radio in Dallas. And I just, it's weird to listen to, and I feel like we totally tanked this interview. And I would replay the whole interview for you if I thought it was any good. But here's like 2 minutes that I thought was salvageable that you guys might enjoy hearing nervous Bob and Dan, who also sounds nervous, talking to Bob Uecker in 1999 on The Ticket.
One of my favorite sports books is Catcher in the Rye, and really, really because
oh, wow, that's
sicko, baby.
You know, I love it just because the pranks, and you know. When you follow sports a lot of times and you watch it all the time, and all the guys look like, you know, they're not having a lot of fun.
Boss,
a lot of times.
Man, you are on speed.
My gosh, dude.
That audio is not sped up. I was talking that fast. Like, you could just feel me
but
brow sweat.
You're vibrating.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
They're not having a lot of fun a lot of times, but that was never a problem with you, obviously.
No, you know, I tell you, I think it kept me out of the big leagues a year by messing around too much.
Really?
Yeah. Charlie Dressen, who was the Braves manager back then, didn't like all that messing around stuff. You know, he was one of those guys, get me a run and I'll think of something. You know,
he would never have worn funny nose and
he wasn't one of those guys. Matter of fact, he used to make chili. You know, that was his favorite recipe. That's the only thing it seemed like he ever ate. He used to make chili. And he would give it to the writers and his friends. He'd never give any to the players. So Al Spangler was a Braves outfielder at that time. He and I used to take sand and stuff out of the butt boxes in the clubhouse and put it in their chili, you know, and then watch those guys eat that and tell Charlie how good it was. And geez, we played a part in this, you know. But, he was...
the butt box.
Yeah, the butt box. Well, you know, years ago, everybody smoked, you know. Everybody smoked way back when. I mean, you know, cigarettes were such a big sponsor of baseball and everybody smokes. You had those butt boxes in the clubhouse, tobacco and whatever else was in there, you know, threw it in the chili. But, I had a lot of fun. You know, I tried, when you're playing the game, you know, you're serious. But
Right.
You know, in a clubhouse, on the buses and the airplanes and everything else. I mean, I tried to have a good time.
Were you always serious during games? Because, like, remember that catcher a couple of years ago in the minors that, like, threw a potato down the second base?
Oh, no. You know, I could do stuff like that. I mean, if as long as it wasn't something that put the game in jeopardy.
You going up to bat.
Yeah, something like that. I used to do a lot of things. You know, I did this one time. On my one foot, I wore my regular 9.5 shoe, and then the other I put a 16 on. So it looked like I was getting the bigger lead off first, you know. I would do that, stuff like that.
Like a big clown shoe.
Or when I was running, I had a habit of throwing my hand up in the air and getting my thumb under the bill of my cap and knocking it off. It makes you look like you're really, Jesus, look at that guy fly, man. You know, his hat came off. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can do.
Talking with Bob Uecker right now at Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. And of course, we still get out to the ballpark quite a bit right here in town.
Yeah.
And Greg Zahn, who just went up in the Juan Gonzalez trade, mm-hmm. he was kind of the prankster. I'm curious if that's sort of a backup catcher sort of thing.
I don't know, Bob. You know, I think today... Because of the amount of money that's involved in not only baseball and sports today, I think a lot of that stuff is frowned upon. You know, you don't have the guys that were, I guess, as loose maybe as they were years ago. You know, you weren't making a lot of money. I mean,
right.
The minimum salary is like $7,000 a year. You know, and today it's $200,000+ for a guy who's never seen a big league game, which is fine. I mean, that's all well and good, but. I think ownership maybe and managers maybe frown on it. Not that you can't screw around. Not that, you know, you can have a good time. But I think, you know, Warren Spahn, as great as a pitcher, great a pitcher as he was one of the biggest. I mean, biggest guys. You talk about messing around constantly. Bob Gibson, one of the greatest agitators in the world.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
God, man, yeah.
Is that why his nickname was Hoot?
No, it was Hoot because that's what you do when he hits you with a baseball.
Okay.
Hoot! Fastball on the ribs. Hoot!
So there's our visit with Bob Uecker.
I got to tell you,
extremely
that's
nervous,
amazing.
It's a bummer just hearing him talk that you... This is going to sound very Corby-esque, but... He's such the voice of what we grew up with in a certain sport.
He sounds so alive.
I know, and now he's not alive. But just not being able to hear him just banter back and forth with his quick wit and all that, that blows, man. That
yeah.
guy will be heavily missed.
Yeah, and
can we count Bob's words per minute on that thing, please?
Man, it's... I hate that he tanked that interview. I would like, you know, I don't know if Dan feels the same way, but... We're asking him
you
about
did
the
just
Juan
fine.
Gonzalez trade. Well, I mean, you have the funniest guy ever, and you're asking him about trades that went on in the last couple weeks in Major League Baseball. Like, nobody did not stand the test of time. But anyway, well, at least we got to visit with the great Bob Uecker. So.
I love the trick of knocking your own hat off.
That you're whoa, that guy's fast.
God, he's blazing.
So, Bob Uecker.
Lando?
Does he join Jimmy Carter and Ricky Henderson?
This should be unanimous, gentlemen.
Definitely.
Yep. DJ?
Yep.
Ham?
Worthy.
Donnie?
Of course.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
It is unanimous.
What a great trifecta.
That might really be the is. Best room we have.
That's a heavy hitter.
Donnie, thank you, sir.
My pleasure. And tell Jimmy Carter to get some rest with Bob Uecker and Ricky Henderson. Man,
yeah.
he's never going to get any sleep.
No. What a baseball roundtable that will be.
Maybe next week we can have Donnie on to compare and contrast Mr. Belvedere and Webster.
These are good options.
He did not.
I'm going to watch an episode just to make sure. I'm going to remind myself of how bad Webster was.
The ABC Friday night in the 80s offerings were really special.